I tried to force my lips into a smile, but they could only manage a grimace. I'm just so tired of the games these defense attorneys play. And the judges eat it up. Lisa squeezed my arm. It'll get better. Focus on the next case. We'll get through this one day at a time. Her optimism used to give me hope. Now it just felt like another reminder of how far I'd fallen. But I pressed my lips together and thanked her. No need to spread my bitterness. I'll catch you later, I said, stepping away from her comforting hand. I need to check in at the office. Right. I'm headed to a first appearance. Good luck. The heat hit me like a wall as I exited the courthouse, the Houston sun beating down mercilessly. I started the two-block walk to the DA's office, where my little cubicle of heaven resided. I've been working this racket for the past 5 years since graduating from Texas A&M. Sometimes it felt like 5 decades. Most of my classmates had taken the blood money and gone to work for the oil companies. Maybe I should have too. I'd be making a lot more than 75 grand a year with the promise of a pension. But this was where I'd ended up. I'd been more like Lisa at that point in my life, thinking I could make a difference by putting criminals behind bars. But the truth was, the system didn't care. It chewed you up, spit you out, and asked for more. I'd learned that the hard way. Most days, it felt like a never-ending cycle of plea deals and red tape. The real criminals slipping through the cracks while we locked up the ones who couldn't afford a decent lawyer. I wasn't changing the world. I was just keeping it spinning in the same broken orbit. The idealism I had back then, it had worn thin, like the soles of my shoes after years of walking the courthouse halls. My phone vibrated in my pocket, shaking me out of my thoughts. The caller ID flashed USP Beaumont, a high-security level federal prison located in Beaumont, Texas. I pressed the red button, rejecting the call. The walk in the brutal Houston summer sun was hot enough. I didn't need my criminal father to make my temper flare hotter. I twisted my blonde hair up into a bun to get it off my neck for the walk. Most blonde women you see in Texas weren't born that way. I remember one time at a courthouse mixer, this woman with bottle blonde curls kept eyeing me across the room. When I walked by, she leaned in and asked, "Honey, who does your color? It's perfect." I had to bite back a laugh when I told her it was natural. Apparently, I'd inherited it from my mother. The AC was a wave of icy relief, cooling the sweat on my skin as I entered the DA's office. This was probably the only thing I enjoyed about walking from the courthouse to the office. Before I got the chance to put my things down, Janice was hailing me. She always looked like she was out of breath, her face flushed, her hand shaking slightly. Maybe it was because she was old enough to be my grandmother. Maybe it was because her daily walk to the donut shop a block over was her idea of sufficient exercise. I'd asked her about her plans to retire, but she said she liked working. But I knew as well as anyone that a lot of people lied. I'd seen it time and time again. In my job and in my family. People clung to things because they were too scared to admit it was time to let go. Too proud to show weakness, even when they were drowning. The victim in all this? The truth. Janice didn't like working. She just couldn't admit that without it, she'd have nothing left.
"Tom wants to see you," she said, panting like she'd just run a marathon.
I glanced at her, feeling a twinge of guilt. Maybe I was being too harsh. She was Tom's assistant after all, and Tom was not known for being a patient man. It wasn't really her fault he made her run around like a maniac. I took a deep breath as I entered Tom's office, bracing myself for whatever was coming next. The air in here felt different, heavier, like it had been soaked in too many tense conversations over the years. Tom Matthews, district attorney for Harris County, sat behind his mahogany desk, papers strewn about in organized chaos. The smell of stale coffee lingered in the air, and the hum of the air conditioner droned in the background. His office was always a little too cold, and it didn't help the nervous knot forming in my stomach. Perhaps he had already heard about my loss today. Unfortunately for my career, I've been taking a lot of losses as of late.